Hello, everyone. Hope you're doing all right. I want to put a little preface before I start this podcast. I want to let you guys know that I'm doing a Austin figure giveaway with Bricks on my Instagram and Twitter. So if you want to go enter, go search the post. But go ahead and follow Bricks and I and like or retweet the post, and you should be entered to win a Austin figure, which will be the winner will be picked out on June 5th. So stay tuned for that. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Enjoy. Hello, good people of the internet. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Resale Radio. I am your host, Ducks808. Today is May 30th, 2020, and I have nothing too crazy this week. It's actually been a pretty docile week after the drop of Austin last Tuesday, which I talked about pretty in-depth last episode. So this one's going to be a little bit brief. The first leak I would like to cover and go into a pretty deep analysis into is the upcoming Albert Stuff plush. We already had the Flamingo plush and the Flamingo figure and the Farmer Flamingo figure and the Cletus figure, but that wasn't enough. So you two came to the conclusion, hey, why don't we make an additional Albert Stuff stuffed animal, plush, whatever you want to call it, right? And it seems that they will be making the, just the, I don't even know what to call it because I'm not too educated as, you know, Albert's lore, right? But they'll be making just Albert. I think it's just his Roblox character. And it won't have, it looks exactly like the very first Albert figure to drop, just without the flamingo on his head. That one, I can almost guarantee we'll be going like hotcakes, exactly like the Flamingo plushes, because as we've seen, the plushes were a smash hit, and they're in extreme demand. So we will see how that goes. I have no clue as to when it will drop. All I know is that it will definitely be in the 1 and 2 foot variations. And it's already been leaked, so I would have the assumption that this would come out within the next month or two, just given the current schedule at, you know, how fast they're releasing things and their speed at which they would like to increase things. Because I don't know if you remember, but they said they would like to increase the amount of figures dropped by the end of the year by up to 200, you know, figures or things released by quarter, which is every 3 months. So I think they're definitely going to be ramping up the production or release of figures in the extremely near future, definitely within the next six months, but stay tuned with that. And then in terms of additional stuffed animals that they're going to be releasing this summer, I can guarantee, well, I take that back. I can't guarantee, but I'm highly confident that they will be releasing Motivational Lizard. And I mean, until we see a stuffed animal not sell out, will be the day that I tell you not to buy every single stuffed animal, because the stuffed animals is just everyone loves them. And it's much more, I guess, marketable to kids, which will bring a lot more individuals or eyes to the site, because, you know, a large portion of the internet is, or large, I take it back, a large portion of YouTube is watched by children and teenagers. So that will be very interesting to watch as time continues. The next leak I have to cover is a very, very anticipated one that finally, after probably 2 months of speculation, maybe a month and a half, we'll be finally getting, or we have confirmation that we will be getting a Filza. We posted half of his figure, I believe, on stream not too long ago. I believe 3 days ago from the time that I'm recording this. He posted a picture of half of his figure. It looks like he's wearing his, you know, his green bucket hat with the stripes, whatever. And then he has a watch on, and we can't really see anything other than he's wearing what we speculate is an Elytra, but we can't quite be certain. The response on that one was extremely, extremely positive on Filza's, you know, retweets or whatever, or the comments from the Twitter when I posted it, and on Instagram. So that drop will be very interesting. No clue as to who he will be dropping with. So that will be, that's still a mystery. My initial thought was he was going to drop with Technoplane, and this was before Technoplane had released. I thought it was going to be Technoplane, Filza and Furious Pete, but that doesn't seem to be the case. With Furious Pete, actually, I saw a clip of him saying that he, in fact, asked U2s for a figure, and they denied him. I don't quite know the, you know, the semantics behind that. I haven't really gone for clarification or asked U2s for clarification because I didn't bother posting it. I might in the future. I haven't quite decided. But it doesn't seem that we'll be getting a Furious Pete U2s anytime soon. So my apologies if I ever hyped that up a little bit on specifically Twitter. And then another interesting leak, I should say, is what some people thought was a verbal ace, but was actually Deji. Deji on his stream released, well, unintentionally or intentionally, whatever you want to call it, in the very back of his room on a shelf was a figure, right? And we could not identify as to what the figure was because we can't see the eyes, but it seems very, 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 very likely that it would be a U2's, because, you know, some UCs already leaked this, but we got supposedly a UC leak for, you know, what we thought was Deji. So it's definitely a possibility. And a lot of people also said that it could be Verblace, which wouldn't make a lot of sense, but I think Verblace is another figure that we could get outside of Deji. Anyway, it seems that we're going to get a Deji U2s, and I haven't seen, you know, a crazy response. I know he's, you know, a European YouTuber streamer. I don't quite know how to categorize him. I don't watch him. So that will be interesting to watch, to say the least. I don't expect him to sell out. But then again, I didn't really expect a lot of the Sidemen to sell out, but a good amount did, which was interesting. My favorite leak of this week was an animation that U2's released on their Twitter. It was basically verbatim the exact same animation as the old Swagger Souls one, which came out, I think 2 months ago, maybe a little bit sooner, maybe a month. But it was essentially an animation this time of Carson, Call Me Carson, upside down, so it would be Handstand Carson, jumping up and spinning around. Still a mystery. We don't have a clue as to what these animations are going to be used for. A couple interesting things that I saw, or speculative, I guess, guesses as to what this is going to be used for. Number one, some people are saying that the vault, right, which I'll explain the vault in a second if you don't know what it is. This could be the vault. The vault could actually be a game and not be what we were thinking of before. This could be a completely separate game from the vault, which would include, you know, our confusion, I guess, with this is how would you unlock these characters without using the codes? So that's like the only thing that would, I guess, take away from this being a separate thing from the vault, but we have no clue. I personally think this is certainly connected to the vault, because, you know, you would register the figures that you own and then you would unlock those in game. I feel like that would make a lot of sense to me, but I'm not certain, right? Okay. So the vault, for probably, like, I don't know, half of you who don't know, because I get this question extremely often. Truly, no one knows what the vault is yet. The vault was leaked many, many months ago. I'm talking 6+ months ago at least, right? But it's essentially what the codes on the bottom of the box are going to be used for. We can't confirm that, but it's been alluded to quite some times. So supposedly you take the codes on the bottom of your box, right? And you scratch them off, and then it gives you, like, you know, numbers and letters or whatever it is, right? And then you plug those numbers and letters into the, quote, vault on U2s.com, which has yet to come out. And then from there, you would possibly, there's a couple things, right? We think it could be a game now because of the introduction of these animations. And we assume that it's going to be applying to multiple figures. Why would it just be Swagger Souls and Carson, right? But some people think the vault is a loyalty program where you plug them in and you can redeem you know, extra stuff from U2s.com. Some people think it's just the game, right? Still extremely black and white. Very, very little information on it. And I mean, I think U2 said they would release it in January, February. I think they said March. I think they said they would shoot for March or something like that. And then it was April. And then everyone was like, okay, it's not here. And then it's May. And I think everyone just doesn't even care at this point. They're just like, it'll happen one day, right? So I'm a little disappointed that the timeline has been so poor. But then again, I completely understand, you know, what they're trying to pull off. They're trying to expand extremely quickly. And then one of the last leaks that I have, not quite, is a pretty minor one. It is on the Motivational Lizard box. It says, you're a winder, W-I-N-N-D-E-R, kiddo. Don't you ever forget. That's clearly an error, right? It's a misspelling. On the, I think it's the sleeve. I believe it was the Motivational Lizard sleeve. So if you would like one, I saw an email floating around. I have yet to post it. But if you would like a Motivational Lizard new sleeve, go ahead and email support about it. And they should get that taken care of for you. I don't actually think a lot of people are going to do it. So if you're a collector and you like really care about the long-term stuff, I advise that you get this, you know, corrected sleeve, because I think the corrected sleeve is actually going to be a rare sleeve in the future, because so few people are actually going to get the corrected sleeve. I don't know, just something weird that I would point it out. And then one of the more unfortunate things that we've seen is that a couple things are getting delayed. Number one, Jacksepticeye has been guaranteed delayed for, quote, a couple of weeks. So, I mean, that's anywhere from 1 to maybe even 3 weeks. Don't really know the situation there. And then you have to, you know, factor in shipping, right? Which for some people is extremely quick. For others like myself, I usually have to wait an additional week because LA Customs is relatively slow. And then the Alia intro is going to be delayed. And that one really didn't give us any timeline, which is unfortunate. I would put that on the same level as a couple of weeks, right? Maybe a little bit longer. They said they weren't happy with the speaker sound, so they're trying not to sacrifice quality for speed, which, you know, I commend them for. But then again, it's just like, even though you don't want to sacrifice quality for speed, like you still, at this point, I don't know if it's better or worse for them to just ship me an incorrect product and ship me a new one later than it is for, I guess, them making me wait such a long time. I mean, that's a decision up to them, but that's just my personal opinion. Then one of the last things I'm going to cover is U2s. This is like, honestly, just a really one out random thing that was pointed out to me. But U2s is a partner, which I really think is a word for sponsor, right? For a fundraiser called Raising the Bar. And they are collabing with SMP. And I believe SMP did this fundraiser twice already, back in like December and then some other time. Maybe it was only once. I don't quite remember. But essentially, it's a fundraiser and U2s is a sponsor. So I don't know if they're going to be giving away like only, you know, SMP stuff, aka like, you know, Goop or Lunch Club, whatever you want to call it, right? So that'll be interesting. I don't know if they're going to be giving away anything exclusive. So I don't know. If you care about that stuff, it's a charity stream for context. Tune into it. I don't know if it's going to be a bid style. I don't know if it's going to be a pure giveaway. A lot of, you know, questions that I have that won't get answered up until June 6th, which is when it will be on Twitch. And that will start at 12 p.m. EST. So, yeah, if you're into that stuff, or, I mean, I'll definitely check it out because I'll be very interested as to what U2's provided for them. I'll keep you updated if anything interesting pops up. So that's all I got. I know, short episode, like 15-ish minutes. Since there's so few listeners on the podcast currently, I'll give you guys a little bit of a juicy leak. But Bricks and I are doing an extremely huge giveaway. I'm talking $1,000+. So get ready for that. I haven't really told anyone that, so feel free to go flaunt that knowledge wherever you may. That will be occurring. The first drop probably will be this Friday, or take it back. The first big collab giveaway is probably going to be on the 5th. That's when we're probably going to release it. We might push it though. We're not quite certain because we need to get a lot of things up in line, just in case we got to get graphics and everything. So stay tuned for that. Thank you all for listening and take care. Bye-bye.